Yo. What up? Welcome to Keeping the Loop Podcast with Xavier Molly. What's up to everybody out there? Bang. I hope everybody's good. Yeah, man. So we're going to do Am I the Asshole episode. A lot of people liked the last one we did. So this week is going to be over houses. Random, right? I decided to do three Am I the Assholes. It's about something about houses, all right? And I'll give my opinion on it. All right. So start from the first one. Am I the asshole for leaving only the house to one child? My partner and I have two sons. The older one is married and doesn't plan on having children. And the younger one is also married, but have two young children. In addition, the older lives in the same state as us, while the youngest live about 8 hours away. Both own their own homes and are financially stable. Our house has been in the family for generations. It is on an estate with a few hundred acres of land, and the building itself is mostly original, a couple of hundred years old. And I admit, it does have this quirk, and the size make management a little difficult, but it's a wonderful home. And most recent, its appraisal was a bit over $3 million. A couple of months ago, my youngest son was visiting with his family, and I mentioned how the house would be his one day. He winced a little bit, and I asked what was wrong. He hesitantly admitted that he doesn't want the house or anything to do with it. His family has no intention of moving back north, and if they did, it would be on the other side of the state. I admit, it was a little disappointing to hear, since our intention was to split the asset evenly, including the house, so that it would stay in the family and continue to be a meaning place. My spouse and I talked it through and decided to change our wills. The house will go entirely to my older son, and our main asset, the bank accounts and investment, will go to our youngest boy. They can split the physical items between them. The house is worth more since the cash investment was only about $2 million. We had a group call and brought up the new will. My oldest was upset, say the least. He said that he can't move to the house either, since he or his wife both work in other sides of the state, about a 5-hour drive, and that he loved their job. They have pensions, career tracks, and they don't plan on leaving. I said they could have someone maintain the house when they aren't using it. But he just got more annoyed and said that it would be a massive drain on their finance, let alone property tax or anything breaks that needed to be repaired. I said that he's being a brat since his brother lived farther and that he has a family to take care of. The house doesn't work for him and that he wants it to be fair. The call ended very tense. The younger is pleased with the outcome, but my older one is obviously not. He later said that he now knows we favor his brother, and we will keep that in mind when the elder care come up and he's the one nearby. This seemed to be a low blow, but I didn't know if it was deserved. Am I the asshole? Hold on. It's an edit to this. I was told to add this to the main post. The house can't be sold by us or either son. A long time ago, previous owners made a deal with the town to pay less in property tax in exchange for the surrounding acreage being public trails. It also had this provision that the house can't be sold publicly. If we no longer wanted the property, the town will buy it for land value. Am I the asshole? It sounds like regular family shit. It sounds like parent is trying to appease everyone. You know what? I don't know. You the asshole. Yeah. You the asshole for trying to keep it in the family. You're an asshole for doing the right thing. You're an asshole for thinking about other people other than yourself. Yeah, you're a fucking asshole. You got dick written on your fucking forehead. That's what you are. You're a giant fucking asshole. It sounds like these kids are just privileged. Sound like you did a good job, right? You raised kids to be financially stable, to go out in this world and make their mark. And these two brats, they did. They went and did that. And now they don't want to be bothered with the sentimental shit. Look, listen, this is America, ladies and gentlemen. In America, people have lost their way. We are no longer about tradition. We are no longer about keeping things in the family. We're no longer, look, listen, don't do anything for two, three generations. Do it for you and your kids, and that's it. Because ain't no guarantee those grandkids is going to give a fuck. You might have one that kind of see what you're saying, kind of on the same page, but by the time they get here, you'll be going on the way out. It's just the reality of it. They talking like the son was talking like the parents going to die tomorrow. For God's sake, you're the asshole. You are the asshole. But you're the asshole for doing the right thing, and that's my opinion on it. Let's see what the comments say. Yeah, everybody agrees with me. You're the asshole. Yeah. You're giving one son $2 million and the other son, you're giving him a five-figure annual set of bills. Yeah, in this day and age, man, people want money. They don't want fucking sentimental value. They don't know what a house is worth. They don't care about that shit. And then plus, you can't sell a house anyway. So, I mean, it's kind of ain't worth shit. Figuratively. I guess the value is worth something. It's been in the family for generations. But if you don't pass that down, this is what I talk about a lot of times. I said that in the last amount of asshole. Parents not doing the sibling work. And not investing in the children. So when the children get older, they have no loyalty to each other. They're basically strangers with the same DNA. It's unfortunate because people just build separate relationships with their children. And they think if they pour 100% into their children, that it's going to be some type of love there. And the truth is, it's not. It's always going to be some resentment. It's always going to be people that feel some type of way. It's unfortunate. All right, next story. Am I the asshole for telling my nosy neighbor to fuck off and stay away? Good one. So for context, I'm 41-year-old female. I'm married to a wonderful husband for 20 years, and we're still madly in love. Due to his mental health, a husband can't work. I'm the breadwinner of my family, and this shit works well. I got a high-paying job. I don't have overtime. And I mostly work from home. We happy over here. My husband, he's our homemaker. Seriously, he's good at it. Last year, I was able to buy us a new house with a big garden. We do have quite the high fence around our property. So looking into our house isn't easy. You have to stand on your toes to peek over the fence. But here's the part. One of the neighbors, let's call her B, is incredibly nosy. When we moved in, she was the first to show up, not to help, but to gossip about other neighbors and wanting us not to trust them too much and things like that. 2 months ago, my husband's best friend, he lost his job. And he lost his wife, too. She felt a jobless man can't provide. He doesn't deserve her. The poor guy struggled extremely with his bills, divorce, and upcoming depression. So my husband and I decided to get him out of this situation. We do have a spare bedroom, and that we wanted to turn into a gym room, but the room is still empty. So we offered this room to our friend and didn't ask for rent or any contribution, just to help him being able to breathe again and focus on the future without having to worry about the rent, bills, and etc. The divorce was nasty enough. The poor guy doesn't need any more stress. It worked out really well. He's a nice guy and doesn't demand things from us. He's just happy with the safe space of getting healed and getting back on his feet. We do things together, but he also stays happily in his room when my husband and I want to be alone. Now, when I was grocery shopping a few days ago, I met some neighbors who gave me weird looks, which confused me since I'm not the type to just brush things off. I stop and ask, yo, what is the problem? Now look, it turns out that B really stands for bitch. And she been snooping around our house and spread nasty rumors to our neighbors that I live together with two men and that the men in my house change. She even called me a open whorehouse. And since she rarely sees me go to work and my husband never goes to work, she spread to the neighborhood that I must earn my money on my back. Otherwise, I couldn't afford such a nice house. I was livid. And I told my neighbors on the spot what's really going on. I was too angry to focus on the groceries. Now, in the parking lot, I saw B, and in a fury rage, I stormed up to her and started screaming at her. I told her whoever is invited in my house is none of your goddamn business, bitch. Stay the fuck away from us, my family, and it's not her concern. And if she ever badmouth me again, that won't go well. Then I simply left, not wanting to hear any word from her. Now, some of my friends think I massively overreacted. Oh, yeah, this is a white bitch. While others think I just protected my family and friends, and gossip could hurt badly, too. So I'm here for the final judgment. Am I the asshole? No, you're not the asshole. Devil was right. Fuck that bitch. Fuck you, B. Stay out of my fucking house. Spreading rumors and shit. Talking about I'm in the whorehouse. Fuck out of here, bitch.
That shit is fucking trash, dog. Get the fuck off the airway.
Fuck you, B. Nah, it's up. Stay. Mind your goddamn business, B. Fuck out of here. All right, last one. Am I the asshole for putting up cameras in my room? I, 24 female, live in the house with my mom, 60 female, and sister, 42. And in my mom's house. Am I the asshole for putting cameras in my room? I, 24 female, live with my mom, 60 female, and sister, 42. And I'm planning on moving out at the end of the summer, but I am finishing up my MBA. Smart mommy. My stuff been going missing and moving. So I put a camera in my room as of last week. And I would like to clarify that I pay my mom $400 rent to live in my childhood bedroom. My mom went into my room and I saw a notification. I looked at the phone. I said, bitch, what are you doing? She was getting my earrings for my jewelry storage and did not make me aware. So I called her. And I said, Ma, what are you doing? And she said that she ain't doing nothing. I said, where's my gold earrings? She said, I don't got your gold earrings. I said, put them back. She said, okay. And we ended the convo. She then called me back, being fake mad. And then tell me that I should have told her that she was going to put cameras in her house. And I said, okay. And I hung up because I learned that I have to control how I react. Give it up to her. She's in therapy. The only camera I put in the house is in my goddamn room. Am I the asshole for having a camera in my room? No, you're not. You pay $400 to be there. It's in your room. It's in your space. She moving shit. She's disrespecting your shit. Fuck her. Fuck her. Fuck you, Mom. You're not the asshole. You did everything right. That's it. So that's all I got for today. I really enjoyed this episode. I love Am I the Asshole episodes. We're gonna try to do this more often. Y'all take care. Holla at y'all. Peace.